This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism, LWE, restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet will be answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from LWE yesterday. The Home Minister said the Red Corridor was created by the Naxalites in 12 states and the rule of law ended in the affected areas, highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from LWE after 2014, Mr. Shah said, Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. After concluding yesterday's business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. The Lok Sabha passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 with a voice vote yesterday. The bill has been introduced to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code was never intended to function merely as a debt recovery mechanism, but as a framework to rescue viable businesses, resolve financial stress and preserve enterprise value.
As of December 2025, IBC has facilitated resolution of 1,376 companies, enabling creditors to recover 4.11 lakh crores. So that is the record of IBC, and financial creditors have also seen recovery exceeding 34% of their claims.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Located within the Mahavir Jain Aradhana Kendra campus, the museum features 7 distinct wings, each dedicated to unique aspects of India's civilizational traditions. The museum preserves and displays century-old rare relics, Jain artifacts and traditional heritage collections. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Bharatharad. On the first day of nomination filing for the West Bengal Assembly elections, a total of 78 candidates submitted their papers across the state yesterday. According to the Election Commission of India, 3 nominations each were filed in Nandkumar, Mahishadal and Nandigram constituencies in East Medinipur district. In West Medinipur, Khadagpur constituency also recorded 3 nominations. Among prominent candidates, leader of opposition Suvendu Adhikari filed his nomination from the Nandigram constituency in Purba Medinipur district. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved proposals from the state governments for procuring record quantities of pulses and oilseeds during the Rabi 2025-26 season at minimum support price MSP in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. The ministry said this procurement will be carried out under the price support scheme and will provide relief to farmers from the compulsion of selling their crops at throwaway prices. The 7-day International Film Festival Delhi 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The closing ceremony of the festival was organized yesterday in presence of Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Taranjit Singh Sandhu, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Tourism and Culture Minister Kapil Mishra. The week-long festival showcased more than 125 films from across the world. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in the third match at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings were all out for 127 in 19.4 overs for Rajasthan. Andre Berger and Ravindra Jadeja scalped 2 wickets each. In reply, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the score, losing just 2 wickets in 12.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.